Spoke the last two times about the amazing mitzvah of Onig Shabbos, enjoying the physical world on Shabbos, and how much tremendous char, how much an amazing reward one can gain from that, from eating. The main, most obvious time for Onig Shabbos is, of course, when? During the Suddas. So I want to speak a little about the Suddas, and I want to read you, I think the first time we did this, I'm going to read a little bit from Rav Tzvi Meyer, the Tzaddik Rav Tzvi Meyer Sefer, Sichas Eschazkus on Shabbos. Ha'heliga lichtiga. You know how to translate that. Suddas Shel Shabbos Kodesh, Mizmanim Yuchadim Nifloim. They're amazing, unique times, wonderful times. Shel Eis Ratzon Shel Kirvas Hashem. Times of Ratzon, times of desire, of closeness to God. The Chazalak Doshim, the Tzadikei Adoros, Zuchusa Yagen Aleinu. Hifligu Aflogus Atzumas. They spoke in tremendous terms. Meis Ratzon Anifla Viniskav Sheish B'chol Suddas Suddas Shel Shabbos Kodesh. You thought you're just eating, huh? May a regesh Madchilam Asuda. From the time you start to eat, ad hasiyum, shel asuda, v'chol machal v'machal, each and every food you drink, v'chol mashke v'mashke, a little Coke, a little whiskey, a little shivas, all different, v'chol machal v'machal, v'chol mashke v'mashke, v'chol divo v'divo shel asuda. Listen to this. Yesh lo shorish gavoh me'al gavoh. It has roots, spiritual roots. High, high, high. Shiv shalatar lahasi. I can't even describe to you, and we can't even understand them. The foods we eat on Shabbos, they're amazingly high. B'chol suda v'suda nishpoim hashpoz atzumas. There are things coming into the world, emanations coming into the world, power coming into the world. Shiv shalasi klav klal. You can't even imagine what's going on. We'll move on. It's understood. Shiv shabekamim lichtov alzai. I can't really write about it. Avol ratzon avinu shebashamayim. That's Yehovah's rights. Hashem wants. Sheneida. So we often now learn all about the Kabbalah. What's Kugel and Gematria? Have another piece. No. Avol ratzon avinu shebashamayim. Sheneida v'nasig. B'pshitas v'tmimas. That we should know in a simple way. Shekol gavol me'al gavol. You have to know when you go into Suda Shabbos, suggests this tremendous tzaddik, one of the gifts of our generation. Shekol gavol me'al gavol. I have to know that I'm doing things I don't really understand what I'm doing. I'm in a power room over here, and I'm touching things and moving things during my suda, which I have no understanding of how, but that's what's going on. Shakol gavol me'al gavol. V'ayidei shanachnu zochim amali ritzoni yizbarach b'chol pirti avoda shel suda. And through doing all the details as he wants, anachnu polim degresa zachin in al alamis, the biggest things in all the worlds, through a suda. Unbelievable. Ritzoni yizbarach shniyechiyem emes. And Hashem wants that we should live with the reality. She call matzav ahu sudasa demnusa. It's the suda of demnusa. It's the suda of emuna. Shlemus of chedves of joy and shlemus demalchik kadisha. God's suda sudasa demalchik. That's what it is. That's what we say in the. That's the reason nusach that people say before they begin the suda. Suda demnusa. Everybody talks about the matzah. We make a big deal. It's Lechem demnusa, right? It's a bread of emuna. Every suda Shabbos has something like that. Suda demnusa. Ratzoni yisbarchin is chazing in isala that we should be misala. So this just gives us a little bit of a feel, a little bit of a touch, a little bit of a sense of what someone can do. And the idea is that they do b'pshitas. We don't know where, but we can't understand everything. But we know b'pshitas. I was once invited to a home of a chashev talmud chacham. And he said, I want to invite you for supper on Shabbos. And then he corrected himself and he bemoaned the fact that he would call Suda Shabbos supper. Even if you use the word dinner, it's a little bit of a fancy word. It's not supper. It's not dinner. It's Suda Shabbos. It's something totally different. Just to blow your minds a little bit, I once saw in the Baal HaTanya, that this will end, that in fact the Sudas we eat, and this is probably where he's coming from and other sources that are based, that this statement is based on, that in fact, on some level, the food we eat is on a higher level than we are on Shabbos. That's what it says somewhere, right? We actually take spirituality into ourselves through eating on Shabbos. That's what the Baal HaTanya is. Imagine that for a second. A piece is a little humbling kind of also, huh? A piece of Yerushalmi Kogel is on a certain sphere higher than us. But that's really, so this is what we're doing on during Suda Shabbos, okay? Which obviously all this needs explanation and harchava, and we're touching on big things in just 5 moments, but that's the idea. Is like the tzaddik says, so we should know that. Just know that this is not a regular time. Zusu dasa demachidish dehemnasa shleimasa chedvasa. I don't understand everything. I understand how Yom Kippur works either, but I know that it does. I know the Yom Kippur is doing something, and that inspires us. And the same thing, we have to know the Suda Shabbos are doing something, and therefore can inspire us. And we take it in a serious way, and we want to live our lives and live our sudas in the best way possible.